Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back in the morning, Hookup. Man, have a great time on a hump day. Hope your hump day is off to a great start. A little rain passing through, but it's going to be a nice hot one again today. We need some rain, man. This morning I woke up, I got, you know, I talk about the Jeep a lot, and I got Jeep tops, and I had some work done on them, so it's glass Jeep tops.
Okay.
One of them got cracked. So right
Damn.
Now, currently, it's being repaired, and that I don't sucks. Have the tops on. So it's been like, one, it's been hot driving around in the Jeep. Two, I'm like, well, it's going to rain a little bit, so the wife loaned the car today, so I appreciate her.
Now you know how I feel.
Hot, man.
I don't have AC.
What? Still don't, man?
No.
Somebody help Will out. Anybody out there can help Will out with an AC? Please call him.
I got
you. AC, man.
I need AC. I've gotten comfortable with it.
Yeah? Oh, man, I don't know, but it's been hot. Like, I try when I park right now, wherever I go, like, try to find the shade spot because the seats are black and they get hot, like scalding hot. So
yeah,
not today though. I have the wife's car.
There you go.
Which is better than mine. It's faster.
Is it?
Yeah, dude. That thing gets up.
The Durango
gets me in trouble.
Yeah.
So, hey, ESPN Huskers are off today. By the way, you know they're taking a break. So I know you guys talked a lot yesterday. And by the way, I think we should do what Mickey Joseph talked about: stacking days. Let's see how many good days in a row we can have a good show. Stacking days. I love that.
All right.
Okay.
We'll try.
I love that part. Also, we'll get, not today, but we'll talk about it. But it does alarm me that at one point we're talking about 9 receivers. Now we're looking for 6. 6 good, consistent ones.
That's what you got to do, right?
We got to find them. And maybe Mickey was just trying to pump up his receiver group because I think yesterday, didn't he say, like, the DBs kicked their tails?
Yeah.
They had a bad day.
Yep. We maybe, said that 2 days ago.
2 days ago. Yeah. Maybe he's just trying to fire his group up. You know, maybe he's trying to fire the group up. So, hey, ESPN's got this article out, and it's going to make you mad as Husker fans. I think it will. I don't know. Maybe I'm off base. But it put out the top 50 all-time college defenses. Nebraska got one at 16. If I said that, what would you have said? What year would you have said? Like 94, 95, 96? I don't even know. The 90s, right?
71.
71. Whatever.
71.
Whatever the case is. Nope, it's the 2009 Bo Pelini defense.
Okay.
That's the year the scoring defense, by the way, 10.5 points per game. We went 10-4, finished 14th. Here's what they said within it, by the way. Cornhuskers boasted one All-American in 2009, but it happened to be the best defensive player of the 2000s, Sue. Right? Sue commanded constant double and triple teams. He racked up 20.5 tackles for loss and 12 sacks as Nebraska held 10 opponents under 300 yards in its last two, Texas and Arizona, to combine 311 yards and 13 points.
Hey, I mean,
That's stellar. Okay, I got it.
It was a hell of a defense.
But there's defenses out there. I mean, I get it. Like, you go back, and I don't have all the stats up, but I do have a couple. When I was looking at them, this is the 95 defense where Nebraska gave up 12.8 a game, 23 interceptions, only allowed with 6.3 yards a pass.
Well, and the talent on those defenses.
I mean, oh my gosh.
That's what was championships.
Scooped up, they forced 27 fumbles that year. I mean, come on. They scored 16 touchdowns.
I can't believe ESPN didn't even put one of those teams in.
Not one.
It doesn't make sense. And even go back farther than that.
You can go back further. I mean,
1971, they allowed 8 points per game.
I mean, where are they at? The 95 team. Maybe we know that too. They went 12-0.
Yeah.
National champions. That defense. I got it right here. I apologize. I think it was like 14 points a game.
Yeah. And they put a lot of the recent Georgia teams up in the top 10. And I think we all know what that those Nebraska defenses would do to that Georgia.
Well, here's what they had. The top two teams' defenses are Alabama's.
Which, by the way, that number one team.
16 and 17, by the way. 17 was number one overall in their little thing they got.
I put that 2011 Alabama defense is pretty good.
Number three was 1959. I'm not even going. They got two 59 teams in there. Ole Miss, LSU, 65.
Now, Hooks,
39.
I would even put those 90s defenses in front of that 2009 defense. Wouldn't you? But no, they're saying that 2009 defense was the best Nebraska's ever had.
According to this, that's what you would say.
Yeah.
What are they thinking? How do these defenses get left out?
Yeah, I don't know. I looked up another ranking.
You can't tell me they're not in the top 50.
I know. That's what I don't understand.
What are we talking about here?
I looked up another ranking.
Troy, I agree with you. Ask Florida, Miami, and Tennessee what they thought about Nebraska's defense.
Exactly.
Absolutely. What are you thinking?
Athlon Sports, they put out
Georgia like 17, 18, and 19 on the list.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
19, 20, and 20, like three straight defenses. I mean, I know they're good, but, man, give the respect.
Athlon Sports put out a ranking of recently, and they put that 71 Nebraska defense at 4.
ESPN's stupid. This is dumb.
It's inaccurate, and
it's very inaccurate.
Who wrote the article? Does it have the author up there?
I'll go back up here. Let's see.
I'm always curious to see who
Maybe we need to research him. Here we go. Sorry, it's going. This person. Bill Connolly?
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Yeah, that's him.
Let's see here. Quick research on this guy.
What's this guy done?
And
there's metrics to it, but whatever.
Is there, though?
I guess. I don't know. They've got things lined out in here. I don't like any of it. I don't agree with it. How you leave those guys out.
Now, we agree that 2009
You're telling me
defense.
Not one black shirt defense in
not
the 90s.
One.
Not one. Is
not,
a
not even in the 70s either.
Not in the 70s. Whatever.
We're over it.
We're over it. So, all right, man. That's the first hour. Move real fast. When we come back, it'll be Will time. What's shooting at 10?